Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with the number of COVID-19 cases in our area, as reported by the various states and county. In Connecticut, Northwest Connecticut, Falls Village, none, Cornwall, 3, Kent, 7, New Milford, 250, Norfolk, 9, North Canaan, 4, Salisbury, 10. They still have Sharon with 33 and Torrington, 453. Locally in Dutchess County, Amenia is down to 6, Dover down to 23, Milan at 12, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and Northeast, less than 5. Pawling, 31. Pawling Village, 9. Pine Plains, 8. Red Hook, 10. Red Hook Village, less than 5. Rhinebeck, 65. Rhinebeck Village, 7. Stanford, 6. Tivoli Village, less than 5. Wappingers Falls Village, 27. And Washington, less than 5. In Columbia County, unfortunately, a 28th resident passed away from COVID-19. 354 positive cases, 164 of those have recovered. 19 of the positive cases are hospitalized, one of those hospitalized in ICU. 153 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 5 under precautionary quarantine. Now, an update on that Sharon number. The COVID-19 number is reported by the state of Connecticut. Yesterday, it appears the state of Connecticut made a mistake entering those numbers. It seems they entered residents at the Sharon Healthcare Center that were not residents of Sharon. The state will be retabulating the numbers according to the state, and they should be released today as they were not released yesterday afternoon. But as it prepares to reopen, Connecticut's count of COVID-19 deaths are fragmented and incomplete. As Connecticut compares to begin its phase reopening, there's still no clear picture of how many of residents have died of COVID-19. That result, at least in part, of a complicated, fragmented, and outdated system of reporting deaths. From the Connecticut Mirror, Governor Ned Lamont said on Monday 3,449 people in the state have died, but that the preliminary number may not count all of the most recent deaths. In fact, the governor said in the daily death toll, it reflects, I'm afraid, things that are happening some weeks ago. Now, New York and New Jersey death counts have dropped since their peaks about a month ago, but that trend is not apparent or verifiable in Connecticut because of flaws and delays in the state's COVID-19 death reporting system, according to some officials in that story in the Mirror. Falls Village residents and homeowners, they'll be distributing free masks to Falls Village residents at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center, 188 Route 7 South, on Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. You must be a resident or owner of a home in Falls Village to get your masks. Address will be checked. It'll be driven through distribution. Follow the traffic pattern, roll down your back window, you will be asked your address, and masks will be placed in your car. Be patient, there may be a line. If you have any questions, contact Michelle Hansen, 860-671-0585. How about this in South County, Massachusetts, a story by Dick Lindsay from the Berkshire Eagle. At the suggestion of State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli, several towns in the 4th Berkshire District plan to hold wave parades on Memorial Day. He hopes veterans will ride in vehicles to lead each parade, followed by police, fire, and ambulance vehicles, allowing residents to cheer at safe distance the veterans and first responders on predetermined routes through the communities. The wave parades would replace traditional Memorial Day parades and ceremonies. The dean of the Berkshire Legislative Delegation says his hometown of Lenox, along with Lee, Stockbridge, Sheffield, and West Stockbridge, so far are planning on veterans' wave parades. A shorter work week comes up for Columbia and Greene to hope avoid furloughs. Shorter work weeks will temporarily be the order of the day as Columbia County officials respond to the budget shortfalls while the region anticipates the first phase of reopening. Greene County has not moved to furlough employees, but officials say that may be an option. Columbia County employees, including those in management roles, will not work and will not receive pay for one day out of every two-week period from June 6th to December 4th, according to the employee furlough plan passed with unanimous support by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday night. A story by Bill Williams from the Columbia Green Media Group. Jason A. Delmatter, 24, of Claverick, has been charged with rape and assault, that in connection with incidents in the towns of Chatham and Kinderhook in Columbia County, according to Sheriff David Bartlett. Other stories that we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Of course, meetings coming up today. Region 1 Board of Education has a communications subcommittee meeting. That happens this morning, and that meeting is set for 10 a.m. Once again, it is a Zoom meeting. And then the ABC committee will have a special meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Once again, a Zoom meeting. You can get that information from the Region 1 website. In Cornwall, There is a meeting of the Board of Education tonight at 4:15. Once again, that is a meeting that you have to remote into. Now, coming up tomorrow in Cornwall at 7 o'clock, the Cornwall Association has trivia night. Before that, though, it's not trivia. It's the Cornwall Board of Finance at 7 p.m. Also tomorrow in Pine Plains, the town board has a meeting set for 7 o'clock. Sharon Historical Society will hold online lectures and tours of steeples of Litchfield County on Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. Architect Stephen Goldberg and Historical Society Curator Alexander Ellis will lead the tours, discuss architectural motifs, and share stories of how architecture has changed over time. No registration is required. Viewers can join the Zoom meeting. You can get the Zoom address at the Sharon Historical Society site, or listen closely. It's at us02web.zoom.us/j/63127167611. The Columbia County Department of Health has set a new testing clinic date for Sunday, June 10th at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham. Further details were announced on this. Previously, the Department of Health announced a pair of clinics set for the John L. Edwards Elementary School in Hudson. The first was held on Wednesday, May 27th, the second on Tuesday, June 2nd. Times are 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Sign-up instructions and further instructions regarding the John L. Edwards clinics can be found on the Health Department's webpage on the Columbia County website or call 518-828-3358. Taconic Hills School District, serving the villages of Philmont, towns of Ankrum, Austerlitz, Claverick, Copaic, Gallatin, Ghent, Hillsdale, Livingston, and Taconic in Columbia County, and the town of Northeast in Dutchess County, will have a district budget vote and election scheduled for June 9th. A virtual budget hearing will take place on June 2nd at 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. Meeting details will be posted on the district website. This is not really a local story, but it's still a pretty big story. The Belmont Stakes will be held June 20th as the first leg of the Triple Crown. For the first time in history, the Belmont Stakes will be the first leg of the horse racing's Triple Crown. The 152nd running of the Belmont Stakes will be contested on June 20th at a shorter distance and without spectators in attendance at Belmont Park because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. A reminder, Interlaken has lunch, a hot dog cart set up 7 days a week from 11:30 till 2 in front of the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 24,206.86. The NASDAQ at 91.85.10 and the S&P 500 at 29.22.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.